We know you're thinking about building a direct booking business, but the idea of not knowing who's staying at your property might have you second guessing. It's totally normal to feel overwhelmed, especially if you're already managing everything else. The last thing you want is another complex screening system to manage.
That's why we turn to Superhog. Superhog integrates seamlessly with your direct booking strategy. You get all the benefits of professional guest screening without any extra hassle.
Plus, with their protection services, you're covered for up to $5 million in damages on all verified bookings. It's the kind of peace of mind every host needs.
Interested but not sure if it's right for you? Book a free demo today. Get all your questions answered and find out if Superhog is the perfect fit for your business.
Just click the link in our show notes and schedule today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years, and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations, before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything. Guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you who's gone to our website, strshare.com, to enter in all the information about your short-term rental so that we can share you here on the podcast, on our Instagram account, to our entire email list. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Goldie's Beach House. Again, that's at Goldie's Beach House. And it is so cute. It's so good. The one thing that really stands out, and I don't want this to hold anybody back, but their branding is so good. I'm going to say it might be some of the best I've ever seen for a short-term rental. She's got her logo. She has icons. She has the color palette is in line with gold. You know, it's golden. I believe these are even her own custom beach towels that she provides because they are on the beach in Michigan and they have a beach bag for your beverages. It's just really, really well done. So if you're looking for inspiration for actually a logo and branding of your property, please look to this Instagram for inspiration. It is really, really well done. And then I also like her link in bio is great too. This is her slogan, a cheeky stay somewhere between home and hotel. It's just really, really great. And you can shop, like she's made her property shoppable with Minoan.
So oh, she's got a showroom with Minoan.
Yes, it's really well done.
I haven't seen one of those like fully fledged out yet. We're still working on ours. That looks so good.
check that out if you are looking for some inspiration also.
Share some things that are in her showroom, Annette.
The showroom, she has art. So she goes room by room, living room, kitchen, bedroom. She has artwork. She has her furnishings, her planters, her outdoor. I mean, she even has local items. And this is one thing that Minoan was championing. And it's interesting to see the way that she has done it. So she has local items, outdoor items, dining, entry, bathrooms, bedrooms, kitchen, and living room. And there are items in each of these. And this is the slogan too, bring home a piece of your stay. So she's got her artwork. So if someone particularly liked a piece of art, they could bring that home. In the bathroom, if someone really liked the shampoo or conditioner, even her faucets, those are an option there. Her entryway, all of the things. So check her out. And what I love too is I believe she even has... Oh, you know what? I thought these were custom. They're not. But those beautiful towels that I thought were custom, they are on her Minoan showroom and I could buy one right now.
Just a real quick crash course for anyone who doesn't know. So obviously Minoan is a platform where hosts and designers of short-term rentals can go on and get discounted items because you are a host. And then now Minoan has this showroom where whether you bought it on Minoan or not, you can set it up in your showroom. And this host is so savvy because if someone buys one of these things, she gets commission off of it. Mm-hmm. So smart.
So Goldie's Beach House is giving a masterclass in branding and then also how to use the Minoan showroom to make more money, which we didn't mean to do this, Sarah, but this is an awesome segue into today's episode because we want to help you make more money. So number one, build out your Minoan showroom. Start there. And number two, we're going to roll into today's episode. And there is no reason that not every single listener can be making more money stat with this tip and the strategy.
We wanted to share with you what a gap night strategy is. And maybe you have one, but stay tuned because we want to make sure that you're optimizing it to its fullest potential. If you've considered, because maybe you're in my boat where like I knew I needed to improve it and get it more systematized and automated. And I just kept putting it off. But once I focused on it for like, I was so mad at myself, like an hour and got it automated. We have added easily an extra $1,200 to $1,500 a month to our revenue by doing nothing extra. So it's really great, no brainer. And we wanted to take today's episode to share with you exactly what it is, how to optimize it, and then share any frequently asked questions that might surround it.
And this is something that inside our membership, we are seeing host after host, no matter the size of their home, the size of their portfolio, whether they're owner operators or they're co-hosting, all of our members are bringing on this strategy. And it is so fun to, on every call in our Facebook group, see the wins of nights that we're going to be sitting empty. They are now selling and making money. I want to give a specific shout out to one of our members, Ola. She had, this is one of those things like Sarah, she had actually been sometimes giving them away for free and someone asked for, if they could check in early, but it was actually the whole entire night early. She said, yes, gave them the option, normally she'd be super nice about it. And she has, again, like Sarah said, bringing in five figures a month additional income on just making sure this is automated and offering open nights up to her guests.
So before we get too ahead of ourselves, what is a gap night? It is a night that is sitting vacant between two stays. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be like one night between two stays. It could be maybe you've got three gap nights in a row. Maybe you've got two gap nights in a row. Maybe you have that one gap night, but it's those harder to sell usually during the middle of the week. If you're like us and guests arrive on Friday, check out Sunday. Maybe you have a Saturday to Saturday stay. Whatever that might be for you and you have those stubborn gap nights, why not fill them with a stay from someone you've already approved to stay? They've already booked with you. Invite them to stay, whether it's at a discount or not, and we'll get into that, to add more money without doing anything extra. And how do you automate it? You simply use technology to determine whether or not a gap night exists, and that technology will automatically deploy a message to that guest and ask them the question, give them the information they need. You don't have to talk about pricing at all at this automated message. If they say yes, then you continue the conversation. If they say no, at least you ask them and you got that potential revenue question out there. And sometimes they say no, and then as their stay draws near or the day of, they say, hey, is it still available for us too? And you can still make that sale.
Yes, this is absolutely about making the offer and finding the guests that want to take you up on that offer. But guess what? If you're not offering it, they don't know it exists. So this is all about taking action and making that offer. And I don't know why, like, it seems like such a no-brainer, but it is one of those things you just have to have a mindset shift about making that offer to each. If you have those gap nights, just making it part of your SOPs that you offer that gap night, whether it be before or after their original check-in, check-out.
There are four pillars for gap nights here at Thanks for Visiting. Pillar number one is knowing your numbers. Pillar number two is understanding your booking window. Pillar three is pricing your gap night. And then pillar four is that mindset shift. And it's a different mindset shift that we just talked about. So let's unpack, Annette, pillar number one, which is the importance of knowing your numbers before you deploy your gap night strategy.
Yeah, and it's really understanding that cost per reservation. You know, what is it costing you per reservation to host an overnight stay in your home? And so we've gone over this extensively in our workshops. Again, our members inside all know their cost per reservation. So this is imperative for you to know, because gap nights are about recouping revenue. They're not about maximizing it. Okay, so that is kind of, we'll go into the mindset shift there, but it's not just what can I make? It's what is the lowest I can charge and still be profitable? Because you don't want to have someone in there if you are paying for the guest to stay. So you really do need to know that cost per reservation. And again, this is yes, talking about gap nights, but you should know that number no matter what.
Because it's going to be your guiding star for all pricing. But I want to make sure everyone understands that. So, because you're like, well, wait, ladies, don't I want to maximize revenue? Here's the deal. It was going to sit empty no matter what at this point. And we'll get into pillar two, which is knowing your booking window and why you know that. But it was going to sit empty no matter what. So if you can recoup the revenue of whatever that cost per reservation is, let's say no matter what, your cost per reservation, if the house sits empty, is $100. I'm just making it easy. If you want to get this person to have an easy yes for you, you at least want to recoup losing that $100 that you're not going to make anyway because it's going to sit vacant, right? So whatever that number is, so that, and sometimes you don't even have to discount that offer to that potential, to the, not a potential guest, they already booked with you. You don't have to discount what it would be anyway if someone were to book on the OTA or on your direct booking website. Let's say you have it listed as $150 and no one's picking it up. You offer it to your guest at the opportune time. They say yes to it. You know, what's the rate? And you can just give them what the rate is. So you kind of have to take stock in how often people say yes, how often people say no, and at what rate? Is it your posted rate? Or do you discount it a little bit to get that yes? Maybe it depends what season you're in. If in your high season you have a gap night, you probably don't even need to discount it to that guest. You can just tell them, like, maybe they didn't think about it. Sometimes too, the way you message it to them and sell it to them, sometimes we don't consider ourselves salespeople, but you absolutely are. You have a product and you are selling it. And so that's why knowing that number is really important, so that you can understand when someone does say yes to that automated message, you know what they'll probably pay to have the convenience of being able to either come in a night early or come in really early the next day.
And an example as a consumer of why you would be interested in potentially checking, like coming in a day early or staying later. For instance, I know a lot of times when I'm planning travel, I know the dates. Let's say, oh, okay, like Sarah and I are going away next week. I know it's the 14th through the 18th. And I booked our accommodations first for the 14th through the 18th. But then when I started to look at flights and when the flights get in and, you know, just really understanding more of what our trip is about, I actually want to check in earlier.
Very early.
Like it'd be better for us, you know, if we could get in a day early to get in. And so your traveler might be changing. Maybe they aren't flying. Maybe they're driving. And these are things like, oh, I could leave right after work and actually check in that night. Or, hey, when people book the accommodations originally, sometimes their travel and their lives change of like, oh, yes, this could be awesome. We actually want to stay longer. So I just want you to think about times that your own travel has changed because of A, the itinerary of your flight or your driving, or the reason you're going on that trip, or the people that you're traveling with. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. I just want to stay another day because I don't have to be at work the next day. Or, you know, you're just, as the trip gets closer, you hone in more on all of the details, and it could be advantageous to come in earlier or stay later.
I love that. And we'll unpack some messaging ideas for you towards the end of the episode. Let's move on to pillar two, which is understanding your booking window. So know your market's booking window, and also know your booking window as it sits in your market.
Okay, but Sarah, what is a booking window?
So a booking window is the amount of time between when someone books your property and then when they arrive, on average. For right now in our market, I know our market best, so we'll just talk about it. And it changed for us, and it was like, whoa. Okay, change strategy, right? For us, our booking window has shortened. It's very short right now. It's anywhere from 5 to 7 days. Here's what we learned from that. We learned that when someone is going to book in our market right now, they're not going to hem and haw. They're on there to buy. They are on there to convert. They are on there to book their stay. So that's interesting for us to know.
It's also interesting to know for all of you out there that freak out and drop your prices,
yes,
because you feel like you're not like you're not getting bookings. This is where knowing your booking window will really help you with your revenue management strategy, and knowing, like Sarah said, like most people probably fell off their chair, 5 to 7 days. Mm-hmm. Like that seems like a really, you know, small booking window, but again, you have to be aware of it and know it's going to fluctuate. It can change throughout the year, and being on top of that, because this is when you know when you can offer up that gap night.
Right. So therefore, our automated, hey, do you want to book an extra night, doesn't go out until we reach at least the end of that booking window, right? So once 5 days hits, maybe it's day four before that date, and it's still vacant, there's still no one booked. Okay, now we can deploy our gap night strategy.
And the reason being is that if you don't want to offer it up before that, because you could get
booked
a full price, you know, stay during all the gap nights, or if it's just one, because that's one of the most common questions we get inside of our membership is like, when do I deploy that first message? And we have to just look back at the host and say, this is why it's imperative that you know your booking window, because this will fluctuate per host, per market, per time of year of when you would offer that up, because you don't want to offer it up too soon or immediately, and then you might have gotten build all the gap nights.
And you might want to take this into consideration. We managed a property that had a much longer booking window because it's more expensive. It also slept more people, so there's more coordination. And so the booking window there was usually 6 months out. Okay, so 6 months out, if this, especially, you know, during the week or the weekend, what have you, if it wasn't booked, then we got a little bit nervous, right? Like, do we have to drop our price, or what can we do? So before we adjusted the revenue for each night that we would collect from someone looking to book, quote unquote, not last minute, but within our booking window, a shorter time period, we might go out to anyone who's already booked first and see if they want to extend. And again, you can figure out your messaging and say something like, hey, this night is available to you before we deploy it to our email list, which will usually get booked up. We wanted to offer it to you first. So a little bit of urgency, and also making them feel special, like you're thinking about them. And you might want to share a little bit more insight about why that might be advantageous for them. But again, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Know your booking window, and that is when you can confidently deploy your gap night strategy. So if you are doing gap night strategy now, or you are asking your guests, maybe you want to go back and make sure that you have, that you understand your cost per reservation, and you understand your booking window, so that you can be really confident you're being strategic. Pillar number three. pricing your gap night.
And again, this is going to depend on you as an individual host and your market and your average daily rate and your cost per reservation. But fear not, you are in control here. This is where we encourage you to do testing. This was a night that was going to sit empty. So there are a lot of, you know, we answer a lot of questions about, do I discount? Do I not discount? And so that really, it depends on your market. It depends on what you're testing. But again, a lot of times, knowing that cost per reservation, give them the price of, you know, what you feel comfortable with. And we encourage you to, you know, push your nightly rate there. We have it 45 to 75% of your guests, like, especially if 75% of your guests are saying yes, you know, like 50 to 75%, that's like, that's kind of a sweet spot. You've got half of the people, more than half of the people you're making that offer to are saying yes. So really, like, and do some stats on this too. You do want to keep track of the rate that you're giving and how many people are taking you up on your gap night for sure.
Here's a great thing for anyone who's listening to Thanks for Visiting. Hopefully you have a little spreadsheet of exactly what 2023, we're in 2024. So a year ago, what did your October look like? What was your occupancy? And every single night, what did you sell that night at? And if you didn't sell it, what did it sit empty at? What rate was that at? So then for this October, and I'm just using this as an example. All right, you're actually at, you're forecasted to hit about the same occupancy, and you always want to beat yourself. So what did that, those empty nights sit at? And maybe depending on where you're selling it now, maybe you do need to quote unquote discount it from your advertised rate. Maybe not. Maybe you got a little bit, you eased up on your rates because you were looking to fill with occupancy instead, whatever your strategy is, then maybe you stand strong in the rate knowing that your guest would love to book that night and get in early. So look at your history too, and then track your gap night offers. So what we do every month is we go through all of our automation message that went out to the guest. How many guests did we ask? And of those guests, how many said yes? That way, when you track it, okay, Annette said, like, maybe say 35% of the guests said yes. So that means a larger chunk said no. Maybe you need to figure out, maybe it's your messaging. It's not always just your pricing. Sometimes it's how you position the offer to your guest. Case in point, one of our coaches actually doesn't call them gap nights. She calls them half day stays because she felt that the way, she didn't call them gap nights to her guests, but she, I don't know what she called them, but like, she may not even call them anything. But when she started calling them half day stays, that is when the guest got excited about it, or maybe it was early check-in.
Yeah, they wanted to use early check-in and late checkout, and they felt like the price was off for early check-in and late checkout. And she was like, we don't offer that. We offer half-day stays. Because sometimes guests assume like, well, they'll just let me check in early or check out late. And it's like, no, but we're offering you a half-day stay.
Right. And honestly, just that tweak, even if in your brain right now, you're like, well, that wouldn't sell me. It doesn't matter. Because in her market and her avatar guest, that tweaked their mindset. And this has been a huge win for her. So before you necessarily like drop your rate, maybe it's your copy, it's your messaging, it's how you're sharing it to your potential guest. Or again, not your potential guest. This guest is already booked with you. I need to like get my messaging straight here. It's how you position it to them that helps them say yes or no.
And let's actually go into that the way that she positioned it again, because we'll talk some specifics here. In her market, I'll just say it, Phoenix, Scottsdale area, a lot of people are flying into the area very, very early and getting in at, let's say 8 a.m., 9 a.m., because they're coming from the East Coast or the Midwest, getting the early flights. And they were always asking, can we check in early? Can we check in early? And that was, if the night before was available, yes, but that, like, they just wanted the early check-in, or they didn't want to make a full night reservation. So she's selling the gap night as that half night stay. So if you are in a market where travelers are a lot of times flying in, and you know they have a lot of those early flights, and they're going to be sitting around waiting to get into the property, that instead of a, you know, you're never going to offer it, tell them it's a gap night, but instead of early check-in, late check-out, it could be a half day stay, but it's still covering your cost per reservation for that whole night before, because that's what you are essentially offering them.
Yes. Brilliant. Yes. All right.
So good. Love it.
Pillar four, mindset shift. Okay. Here's where that mindset shift, we already kind of went over a little bit, but we want you to remember that an empty unit earns $0. So even a low priced gap night means you're winning if it covers your cost per reservation. All right. That's where it's like, Annette and I are always about, you know, push your rate and beat yourself from last year. But if you could get someone to come in, they've already paid the cleaning fee. You've already decided they are a great guest and a great match for your property. Why not have that rate they booked, that half day stay or that extra night, be something that is win-win for both of you? So stay flexible and embrace trial and error to find the right pricing strategy for your gap nights.
And that trial and error is not, it's in a couple of different things. The trial and error is in your pricing. The trial and error is in the way that you message your offer to your guest. Also, it's, you know, communicating with your team and figuring out how this works in to your SOPs, making sure you're collecting on said offer. But this is, again, this is what the fun part is. We had members inside our group that were maybe doing some of these things either for, let's say, for free or just trying to be nice. It's like once they like just rip the Band-Aid of like, let's put out what that price would be, it's been a total game changer. Because if you think, you know, let's say there's 50 gap nights and you're making $100 per night. The thing about what we love about gap nights, this is something that once you start it, it will compound over time. Like I said, I was talking to you about Ola and she's making over $1,000 more per month. So it's like, that's $12,000 more a year on guests that already were going to stay and already had reservations. So very, very low lift. And we say this all the time. Your inventory with a short-term rental is 365 nights. That's the inventory you get. So we really need to maximize all that we can in the year with the nights that we have and the properties that we have.
Let's talk about messaging. We use Breezeway messaging to automate this. Why it's cool for us is because Breezeway is connected to our booking calendar, so it knows when we have gap nights. There are other technology out there as well that understands gap nights. I think StayFi messaging offers it, and your PMS messaging might also offer it. I just want to share with you how we do it. We offer it through Breezeway. Again, we do have to tweak when it deploys, whether it's 3 nights out from their arrival or whether it's 4 nights or 5 nights, depending on our booking window. So we're always checking in on our booking window and making sure that hasn't changed. And then this automated message goes out to them and you want to personalize it for your market. You do want to have a little bit of urgency in there. And think about, as I read to you this very basic example, what you might put into your automated message that might grab the attention of your guest. So hi, guest name, definitely call them by their guest name. We're so excited for your upcoming stay. Maybe here you put where their stay is, whether it's the city and town or the name of your property, if that's popular. How about arriving a day early at a discounted rate? Message me back to grab this offer. So then message me back to grab this offer. That's your call to action. Tell them exactly what you wanted to do. You're telling them it's a discounted rate, but again, it might be the same rate that was advertised originally. Maybe you've since then dropped it, but maybe you're going in at the original rate. Who knows? Again, you've got to decide that for yourself. Maybe the message is, definitely message me back to grab this offer. Be sure to reach out to the rest of your group to make sure this wouldn't benefit anyone else in your party. If you host larger people, because that might be something that they need to consider. It's like, ooh, maybe someone does want to drive in after work and get in and go grocery shopping or do all those things. So this message should be short and concise, but also be pointed to your guest and what would matter to them. Again, if coming in a night early, if you don't think that would resonate with them, maybe it is like, do you want to purchase a half day stay so that you can arrive as early as you'd like, knowing they could get there the night before? But if that's not going to resonate with them, then fine, like change it. So that's our example messaging, but definitely make it your own.
And last but not least, again, just understanding, like letting your team know that you're going to start. If you're not the one that does, like, let's say you're not ready for automated messages.
Yeah.
start to feel this out on your own yes. in doing them. And then make sure if anybody helps you on your team with the messaging, they know that they should be sending these out and how to respond to them. And then also just being really mindful. Think about, because sometimes you've done a lot of calendar strategy. We don't want you to get so excited about gap nights that you're like, oh my gosh, I just offered something up on a holiday, or my cleaner told me they needed that day off. So we do have to caution you. We just don't want you to go full steam ahead. Please still be very aware of the way that you have set your calendar up. We know that we've always instructed, be very mindful around holidays. If there's maintenance happening, just kind of remember having that thought to always go back to the calendar and make sure that you can offer it up.
And this is why nothing truly in business, but in short-term rentals is set it and forget it. Despite what you might have been sold by someone else or by technology. Yes, this is automated, but you better believe we have to keep our pulse on it, because if we have a whole strategy of not having a guest check in on Christmas Eve, we want them already in on the 23rd so that our team and our guests can just enjoy that holiday. We need to be very on top of it, that this automated message doesn't go out and they take us up on it. And now that screws up all of our operational plans. Okay. So yes, it's automated, but you still have to have a pulse on it.
And last but not least is we've talked a lot about the before, you know, the gap night before their reservation starts. Remember, you can also ask them if they'd like to extend yes, their stay. Yes. So that extending their stay, you could, what's different with extending the stay is you can offer it before they check in. And then you can also offer it again during their stay. I cannot tell you how many times I've been staying somewhere where I'm like, I wish I could stay another day. And no one's ever offered that up to me, where I'd say there's so many times I would have maybe changed my flight, or if I was driving, I could have just changed my schedule and worked from home from that property another night. So we do want to let you know that that extending the stay is absolutely an option. And what's great about those is you can actually offer them up multiple times, because it's not just before they check in. You can offer it up, you know, during their stay. And, you know, take those tips. If people are like messaging you like, oh my gosh, this place is incredible, but like, that's a, hey, make the offer right then. Oh, you like it so much, you can actually, you want to stay an extra day. That's a great time for you to, and you've already mentioned it to them before also. So it's kind of in their head, and then you can offer it again. So also think about extending the stays.
Give this a try. Let us know how it goes. You can always send us a DM. You can always email us. We would love to learn how this is working for you, maybe how you've tweaked it to make it your own. What software are you using to automate this? How much extra money are you bringing in once you deploy this? We are always interested.
Yeah, we're excited for you. This really truly is a way for you to make more money with, you've already done the hard work. They've already chosen you out of a sea of listings. So now you're just essentially upselling them. And it's so much easier to get that second yes once they've made that original yes with you.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.